Does anyone out there still believe that the United States is going to be able to avoid a shooting war with Russia? When the war began, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky begged our politicians for help, and our politicians did not disappoint him. So far we have poured nearly $200 billion into the war, but Zelensky just keeps asking for more. He wants fighter jets, he wants long-range missile systems, and apparently he also thinks that eventually, the US will have to send their sons and daughters to fight the Russians. Zelensky, Ukraine needs fresh young Americans to help fight on the ground war. The US will have to send their sons and daughters to war. And they will be dying. pic.twitter.com/p2yupchi26r. James Phillips, at James Phillips 00, February 28, 2023. In that clip he seems to be addressing a hypothetical scenario that someone has raised. But obviously a direct military conflict between Western forces and Russian forces is something that he has been thinking a lot about. And obviously if he is able to pull NATO troops into the war, that would give him the best chance of winning. Of course it would also greatly increase the risk of nuclear annihilation. But Zelensky is not focused on the long-term consequences. His forces are losing ground, and he is starting to get really desperate. At this point, it appears that the fall of Bakhmut is imminent. According to one soldier that was interviewed by CNN, the situation there is much worse than officially reported. The situation in Bakhmut is very difficult now. It is much worse than officially reported, a soldier who didn't want to be named told CNN on Tuesday. We should add another 100% difficulty to the official reports. In all directions, especially in the northern direction, where the orcs, Russians, have made the biggest advance. When I wrote about this a few days ago, the operational encirclement of Bakhmut was almost complete. Now the Russians have gained even more ground, and it won't be too long before the city is completely encircled physically. Bakhmut frontline, the 28th of February 2023. North heavy fighting rages north of Bakhmut. Assaults in the directions of Bodanivka, Orohovo, Vasilivka, and Zeliznyansky. Also assaults south from the northern road. East. Heavy fighting towards the Bakhmutivka River in the residential areas. pic.twitter.com/riacubes44. War Monitor Ukraine, at War Monitor 3, February 28, 2023. At this point, things are going so badly that Zelensky just fired the commander that was in charge of his forces in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday fired a senior military commander helping lead the fight against Russian troops in the country's embattled east, but gave no reason for the move. In a one-line decree, Zelensky announced the dismissal of Eduard Moskalyov as commander of the Joint Forces of Ukraine, which are engaged in battles in the Donbass region. The one thing that could slow the Russians down now is the fact that the mud has returned. Eastern Ukraine can get really, really muddy once winter ends, and the warm weather that the region is now experiencing could potentially hamper the advance of Russian forces. Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers in the Donetsk region hunkered down in muddy trenches after warmer weather thawed out the frozen ground. Both sides stay in their positions, because as you see, spring means mud. Thus, it is impossible to move forward, said Mikola, 59, a commander of a frontline rocket launcher battery, who uses a tablet screen to check coordinates of where to fire. The spring thaw, known as the Raspaditsa, which turns roads into rivers and fields into quagmires, has a history of ruining armies' movements across Ukraine and Western Russia. But while the mud may cause the action to temporarily slow down on the front lines, leaders on both sides just continue to make moves that will raise tensions even higher. For example, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg just publicly admitted that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance. NATO allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance, but at the same time that is a long-term perspective, what is the issue now is to ensure that Ukraine prevail as a sovereign, independent nation, and therefore we need to support Ukraine. New, NATO chief. Allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance, in the long term. pic.twitter.com/8u6p5ni3d. Disclose.tv, at Disclose.tv, February 28, 2023. Why would he make a statement like that? Is he insane? Doesn't he realize that such an admission will make the Russians even angrier? And apparently Ukraine has decided to start sending long-range drones deep into Russian territory. Drones that the Kremlin said were launched by Ukraine flew deep inside Russian territory, including one that got within 100 kilometers, 60 miles, of Moscow, signaling breaches in Russian defenses as President Vladimir Putin ordered stepped-up protection at the border. Officials said the drones caused no injuries and did not inflict any significant damage, but the attacks on Monday night and Tuesday morning raised questions about Russian defense capabilities more than a year after the country's full-scale invasion of its neighbor. On the other side, it is being reported that the Russians are now actually recruiting Palestinian refugees to fight for them in Ukraine. A Lebanese government security source has told the media line that Palestinians residing in Lebanon have signed up to join the ongoing conflict in Ukraine on behalf of Russia, having been offered a sum of $350 by Russian entities. The source added that the recruitment effort is being carried out by activists affiliated with the Palestinian embassy in Lebanon. Most of those enlisting were born after 1969, as those born after this point onwards do not have proper registration with the Lebanese authorities, making it easier to travel for the purpose of participating in the conflict as mercenaries. Of course, both sides have been hiring vast numbers of mercenaries ever since the war began. At this point, there are fighters from literally dozens of different countries in Ukraine. It really is a world war, and we are getting dangerously close to a point where a peaceful solution will become impossible. Recently, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev authored an opinion piece entitled, Point of No Return. In that piece, he warned that the world is on the brink of the unthinkable. Of course, one could continue to pump weapons into the neo-fascist Kiev regime and block any opportunity to revive negotiations. Our enemies are doing just that, not wanting to understand that their goals obviously lead to a total fiasco. Lose for everyone. Collapse. Apocalypse. When the former life will have to be forgotten for centuries, until the smoky blockages cease to emit radiation. If Dmitry Medvedev becomes the next leader of Russia when Putin dies, we should all be gravely concerned. He has made public statements about nuclear weapons over and over again, and I believe that he would not hesitate to use them if he decided that there was no chance of peace with the United States. I would highly recommend that our leaders take such threats seriously, because a nuclear war would mean the end of civilization as we currently know it. But of course our leaders are not taking such threats seriously. They just keep pushing us even closer to the precipice, and at some point someone could make a really big mistake which would push us over the edge. *** It is finally here. Michael's new book entitled, End Times, is now available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon. *